The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. So excited to be with you today. Today, kind of get back to some stuff I used to do a lot when I was, and I'm still reading consistently, but I used to read even more consistently and read a lot more. But this episode is going to be a book review of the latest book from Michael Hyatt. It was officially released last Tuesday. It's a book between Michael Hyatt and his daughter Megan. If you know me, or if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I've been a follower of Michael Hyatt since he was just a blogger, and then he just kind of built this productivity empire, and it's been really cool to watch that progression. And this book kind of takes one of the things that's been cool to watch is how Michael Hyatt continues to broaden his expertise, and he continues to navigate what his audience is needing. So the book is Mind Your Mindset, and what I really loved about this book is this book was a total affirmation of so many things that I have experienced over the last 6 months. Again, if you know me, if you follow me, the last 6 months for me have been really nothing short of a miracle as far as my mental health goes. I've had such major breakthroughs. And so I really want to affirm this book, because so many of the things in this book are exactly what my counselor and I talked about. This book is about, and depending on who you talk to, depending on what book you read, there are different names for the voice inside your head, the your brain, the way that our brains communicate with us. And in Mind Your Mindset, the name that they give to that voice is the narrator. And they get into the science of why our brain does the things that it does, why our brain acts the way that it acts. So it's a book that blends definitely some spiritual insight, but science, scientific insight, I would say counseling insight. Both of them talk about, you know, working with a coach and how that helped them get to the next level in their careers, and how having a coach, having someone speak into their life, helped them navigate everything that the narrator, the voice in their head, was doing and was saying. And so this is one of those books where, and again, matter of fact, I'm giving a friend a copy of this book today. I'm a member, just full disclosure, I'm a member of the book launch team. This book launch has been really unique in the way that they've kind of communicated with people. I'll be posting an Amazon review later today. It's Monday, February the 6th. So I'll be posting that. And then there'll be links. There'll be Amazon associate links in the show notes. But a very, you know, highly recommend this book. So they sent me an autographed copy. And then I also ordered a copy. And so this is the thing, like, I can honestly say every Michael Hyatt book that I've read has been beneficial for me, to me, in some form or fashion. And this one was no different. This one, like I said before, reinforced a lot of the progress that I had made, and really kind of gave me some new insights into dealing with that voice in your head. My voice, if you've heard me talk about my journey in counseling, one of the techniques or one of the things is called internal family systems, IFS, where you've got your core voice, you've got this firefighter who's, you know, trying to calm everything down, and then you've got this manager that's trying to protect you. And really kind of the narrator can encompass all of those. For me, part of that journey has been learning to reframe the story. And just last week, I was driving somewhere, and my internal voice, the narrator, said something. And I immediately responded with, I mean, I said this out loud. I said, "That's not true." And the narrator was trying to, what the narrator does, it's just trying to make sense of everything. And there are things in our life you simply can't make sense of. I think that's one of the, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I think that's one of the issues in the church over the last 20 years is the church's role, or the role of faith, is not to make everything fit like a puzzle and make everything make sense. The role of faith is to help you be okay when things don't make sense. That's when real faith kicks in. And I think a lot of people have left the church because we've kind of sold them, well, you know, if you follow Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, everything's going to make sense and everything's going to fall neatly into place. And that simply is not true. It wasn't true for anyone in the Bible. And it's certainly not true for us. And sometimes our brain hates when things don't make sense. And so our brain literally invents explanations as to why things happened. And as I was thinking about a situation in my life, the narrator, its conclusion was, "Well, you're an idiot. That was a really dumb decision." And that's when I responded, that's not true. I made a decision based on all of the available data. I made the decision after prayer. I made the decision in conjunction when talking with other people. And your brain has a hard time often calculating all of the things that are out of our control. Our brain likes to control things. Our brain likes things to be nice and neat and orderly. So if you are someone, and I would say if you struggle with negative thoughts, if you struggle with negative self-image, if you struggle with anxiety, or if you're someone who is just looking to be more clear-headed, more purposeful, more content, more joyful, or simply to understand yourself in a much clearer and personal way, this book is absolutely for you. I think this is a book that can benefit lots of people. there is, I have not done, there's an online assessment that goes along with this book. There are also some other resources that I got as part of the pre-order and part of the book launch team. I would encourage you to go, I believe his if you go to michaelhyatt.com, I'm sure that will direct you where you need to go. I would sign up for his newsletter, and then you'll get the notifications when he's got a book coming out. You can join the book launch team. There's a lot of benefit to that. He is, I say this all the time, like, if he writes a book, I buy the book. That's kind of the trust that he's built with me. And really, that's it. That's really kind of what his whole, you know, last 10 plus years has been about. He's built that authority and he's built that trust with his audience. And to see him kind of bring his daughter along and help her do that as well, it's just a really fun thing to watch. It's a really cool thing to see. So again, the book is Mind Your Mindset. There's an Amazon link in the show notes. I encourage you to buy it, encourage you to read it. I encourage you to write a review of it. That's something I'll be doing later this afternoon. When I do podcasts like this, talking about books, it reminds me of the first website that I launched back in 2009, fall of 2009, maybe 2008, launched a website called ChaseYourLion.com. And the whole premise of Chase Your Lion was, you know, it's based on the book by Martin Batterson, In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day. And the whole premise of that website was to help people find good Christian resources. And, you know, on Tuesdays I was talking about, you know, new music that was releasing and new books. And I think about it all the time, you know. I kind of gave up on that project a little too early. And really at the time, my life wasn't necessarily ordered in a way to allow me to participate in projects like that. You know, I was kind of living life by the seat of my pants. And I feel like I'm a lot more disciplined now. And so being able to read and being able to review books and being able really, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to help people. The goal is to help people discover their purpose, their passion, their possibilities, to help people live the most full, abundant, joyful life that they can. That's what this podcast is all about. I want to leave breadcrumbs. I want to leave breadcrumbs. And so I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your support. Pray for me. One big project I've got is I've got to update heathmulliken.com because all the old podcast, the links aren't working. So I'm getting ready to take all the links from this podcast and re-upload them. But I think that'll be a good thing. I want to help people. I want to make it easier for people to get that help. So God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.